On behalf of the Church Planning Committee of BMA and Subcommittee of D&I, I would like to personally thank the followers of Jesus in hosting this event. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. You have done well. And I understand you're just ending the long-term orientation. Some of you are involved in that, and you go right into the Church Planning Institute. So from the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you. And I think it would be appropriate to just give them a big hand, those of us that are. May the Lord bless your efforts. A couple of months ago, I was at the shop, and I was talking to a customer of mine. He said, and we got to talking about marriage, and he's married, and his wife, and I said, so do you have any children? He said, no, we don't have children. My wife and I have too many things to do in life. The cost is too high, and there's places we want to go, and there's things we want to do. And what was happening in my head was seeing my little granddaughter come running to me and grab me, say, I love you, Grandpa. And somehow I was trying to think, how can I impact on this guy what he's missing? Get the feeling? He's missing. It looks so great, all these things to do that he wanted to do in his life. And the cost is high, he said. I don't have time. I get that same feeling, maybe not quite as dramatically, but it's there, of our churches that have hundreds of people in them, and there's no vision for planting. And I'm saying, do you know what you're missing? Do you have any idea what you're missing? It's hard work, it is. And we already feel like we're overworked. But my challenge this morning to followers of Jesus and the rest of us, I believe we're called to be church planters. And God wants us to be involved in planting church. It's a biblical way to extend the gospel is by planting more churches. Will you arise to the occasion? Is my question this morning to the followers of Jesus. You say, well, Richard, you don't understand. I mean, we're already way overworked. There's no way we can plant another church. Who's going to? I mean, we can't even get people to teach Sunday school. That's why. You need to plant a church. There's too many people. The more people there is in church, the easier it is to use excuse, well, somebody else can do it. And that's what we do. I believe that new churches tend to grow faster than existing churches. There's something about new churches. They grow faster. New churches develop new leaders. I'm convinced there's people here in followers of Jesus that are swarming the benches that God has more for them to do. So may I challenge you this morning to arise to the occasion. Will you make mistakes and blow it? You probably will. I do. But let's allow people the opportunity to use their God-given gifts. I have seen in the last year that I've been involved in the church plant there at Family Harvest, I have seen God use men, and I'm saying, Lord, if this wouldn't have happened, if we wouldn't have branched out and took a step of faith, and it is a step of faith to start and plant a church, a huge step of faith, all these gifts that God gives people would not have been able to exercise. And in smaller churches, I believe it's easier to get people involved because it's not as threatening as if there's hundreds of people. And the statistics prove that smaller churches are more effective and produce discipleship happens more. There's a church in Chicago I don't know how many thousands of people they have, and they're realizing that they're just not touching people, and they've split up into smaller groups. And they're seeing the numbers change dramatically because the smaller group aspect. So I'd just like to challenge you. I'm going to stop there. I was just supposed to give a little blurb, but I would challenge you this morning as followers of Jesus. Pray that God would give you a vision to plant a church somewhere, or to send somebody to plant a church, or to be involved in planting a church. It brings life. It brings vitality to the church. It really does. And we need to be involved in it. Get it in your five-year plan or somewhere, be planning it. If you say, and I hear this all the time, oh, well, we have too many problems already to work on. We just can't. And we do. We all have problems. And if you wait till the problems are all solved, you know when it's going to happen. It's going to be never. It just won't happen. So don't let that. Satan likes to use that as an excuse, I think, to keep us from planting a church.
I probably should have said this message is approved by the leadership team, because we had actually asked Brother Richard, could he share something? You know, we were talking about church planting as a leadership team, and somebody said, well, you know, having the Church Planters Institute, why don't we have some of these guys speak to the church about it? So I appreciate what you had to share, Brother Richard. We need to pray that God would direct us as a local congregation. What shall we do? So this message has been approved.
Thank you, Richard. Actually, during the meal time and afterwards, I encourage you to talk with him and ask him how he has grown personally. He's one of the 7 board members of Destinations, and it's been so fascinating to me to watch him grow as he has been the chairperson of the church planning subcommittee, and then as he's actually put feet to the words in leading out in a church plant from the Wommelsdorf congregation. And out of that has grown the Family Harvest Church, which is a new sister church about to be received in the BMA. So talk to Richard. Ask him, how did you go about this? And how did you decide who would go where and which pastor would go and which pastor would stay and where you would locate and all of that? He'll be speaking to you out of his experience. And maybe he'll even tell you something about maybe the joy of a church plant is rather similar to the joy of having a granddaughter come and throw her arms around him. Anyway, check it out and talk to him about that. Now, I want to give you opportunity for just a few minutes to ask any questions at all that you would like to ask Todd or Stan or Richard. So have those microphones ready, and then following that, we'll dismiss to go to our meal upstairs. So I should have warned you a little earlier. But anyway, this way, those 3 men haven't had as long a time to be frightened, so I'm doing them a favor. All right? So who's got the first question to ask Todd and Stan or to ask Richard? The other question is, when do we get to go to eat? But they're not qualified to answer that right now, so just ask the other questions. Question or comment. It does say that on the program. Are you volunteering?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I guess I would just say my wife and I, Jeanette, and I'm Ben Shaw, we've been threatening to come in to Followers of Jesus for quite a while down here. So and I got to just tell you that we have been so blessed being here in Brooklyn, and it'll be easier, Richard, to come the next time. So It's really been a blessing to be here and get to meet some of the people here, and it's life changing for us. So thank you very much, and it's very encouraging. So
Ben and Jeanette have 12 children, 13, a baker's dozen, and they're up at Lake George, New York, working to start a church in Fort Edward. And I'm sure you'd be delighted to have people pray for you, right?
Or visit.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Catch the change in that wording there. Brother Daniel.
Yeah, the question I have is, which decision is made first, the location or the leadership for a church plant?
Okay, Brother Richard. Location or leadership, which comes first? Where's that microphone for Brother Richard?
Well, I can say how we did it there. Wummelsdorf, we did location first, and it was volunteer. We asked for people to come. And then when it came time to decide who was going to go, I called Jay, our overseer, and I said, Jay, you need to come and help us decide how we're going to do this. And he said, I'll tell you, you guys get together and sit down and talk and pray and ask God which one of you is to go. And so that's what we did, and that's how we did it.
Next question. Going once. And twice. And it's gone.